What these people need to get back to their homes is security. If they don't feel safe, then they're not going to return. So we've been talking to the governor and with National Security, who's had a positive presence here in Wells generally, to see ways in which we can work together to make the area secure, particularly at night, so that people can go back into their homes again. A lot of people here are going back to their homes during the daytime, but at night they fear it's happening and they come back to the camp here in the evening so they can feel more secure.
How confident are you that secure environment outside can be achieved, given a lot of people here are saying that they don't have a lot of hope about the ability to go home?
Look, we can only do what we can do, and we can't ever guarantee anybody's personal safety. It's beyond us to be able to do that. There are a lot of armed groups, but just criminality around here with people with arms, and so there's looting and assaults, killings even, rapes. It happens here. But if we can get some degree of normalcy here and people start to go back and the numbers start to go back, then I think there's also some security in numbers as well. People feel secure when they've got their neighbours and their other friends around them.
What can you do in terms of working with the humanitarians and local authorities to kind of cooperate to make this happen?
It actually has to work together, hand in hand. There has to be both the level of security so people feel safe to come back, and that they'll do that and make their own assessment themselves. It won't be us saying to them they're safe. And at the same time, at the moment in the camps, they're receiving humanitarian support. We've got to also make sure if they do come back that support follows them, because if it doesn't end up in and around their homes, people won't come out because they can't get the food, they can't get their medical attention. So we have to do both. We have to make sure that we have the security as well as the humanitarian support that will enable them to get on with their lives.
Does the fact that the numbers have come down at the POC here suggest that people actually are prepared to go home if the environment is secure?
I think people are looking almost every day at what the temperature is outside in terms of security and making an assessment. Today was really sad because we drove around through the village where a lot of these people had come from, and it's a beautiful village with trees and crops growing, often brick houses. It was one of those ideal kind of places. And then you come here and people are living under plastic sheets, surviving from one day to the next. So that's why people really do want to go home. And living here is a really, really poor second option.